JTL bringing you Aaron Shoes, no one higher. Jen Johnson, goodness of God. Hey, good morning. Happy Thursday, 7:04.
Family Life's Weekend, remember, is coming. It's coming to Hershey Lodge, February 14th to the 16th. You and your spouse could win free registration to this event through our Love is in the Air contest. You can see our contest blog at WJTL.com. That blog has all the details.
Our very special guests this morning are Sean and Stephanie Russell. Good morning to both of you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Sean, anybody want to say hi to this morning?
Yeah, I'll say hi to my Life Center faith family and also Julie at my work. She used to be an intern here. She'll be happy to hear I mention her name.
Yeah, you've come with high praise, intern Julie, and our listener, Kathy Rosato, who got to hear you speak last night.
So. Oh, thank you. That's always good to hear good praise like that.
Yeah, and Sean's brought along his wife, Stephanie. Hi, Stephanie.
Hi, how are you?
Anybody you want to say hi to?
I just want to say hi to my family and friends. Thank you for listening this morning.
Yeah, it's great to have you both here. Now, Sean, you are an author. You've written a book. Tell us about your book.
Well, I was diagnosed with a terminal cancer, according to the doctors, and God had a different plan for me. He brought me through a faith journey, and it healed both my heart and my body, and it was just too good a story to not tell the world and bring hope to other people.
Sean's book is called They Said Terminal, God Said Life. I love that title. It's a great title.
It is, and I really wanted the title and the artwork and everything to just grab people so they'd give it a second look and say, hey, what is this about?
So tell us a little, give us a little bit about this whole journey. How long ago was it that you were diagnosed?
It was in 2017, and it started with some back pain and turned out to already be advanced prostate cancer through my spine, my rib, my hip, my shoulder. First oncologist, very dark, he said, hey, all we can do is give you some time. And it really was a faith journey where I pressed into God, and he was doing a lot of healing for my heart. And then he began to put his fingerprints all over the journey saying, hey, I got you, I got you, I got you. And miraculous things just started happening. And ultimately, it ended up with me being in complete remission. And now that's been for over 2 years. And we're getting to be very fruitful and share the miracle journey with others.
Amazing. They Said Terminal, God Said Life by Sean Russell. Sean, last night you got to speak at Life Center and got to tell a little bit of your story. What's that like to actually be able to do that in front of people as opposed to writing?
Well, it's a little nerve-wracking at first because you feel self-conscious, but once you forget about yourself and think about why you're doing it, it starts to flow. And I was really just there for the people that were looking for hope, and they really needed some encouragement. And as soon as that took over my heart, then I just relaxed and fell into talking.
I understand you've been real encouraged by folks, even within your work and friends and family who have read this and gotten back to you and said that it really touched them.
Yeah, it's been overwhelming. The people that have read it have said, wow, this really touched my heart, or like the part about fear where you were really dealing with fear. I dealt with fear in my life, and really is helping set me free. And or, you know, I had a bad doctor, and it really encouraged me to take ownership of my life and find a good doctor. And different things like that where they were seeing it through their own life and not through mine. So
it's
really encouraging to know that it wasn't just about me, and it's about others now.
When I was looking at the back here, Fred, and this stuck out to me, the story reveals our most vulnerable moments. So in the book, you're vulnerable. What's that like to get up in front of people and be vulnerable then as well? You know, writing it, you could be alone in your office typing away. But when you're out speaking in front of people, is it harder to be vulnerable, or do you just feel like God just totally still keeps talking through you?
It really depends on the audience. Surprisingly enough, if it's a stranger, I'm not as uptight about it because I'm like, you know what, you can know my intimate details. It was actually hardest at my work, believe it or not, because I'm like, they know me on a professional level. My family and faith family know me on a deep level. This is crossing that line. And that was where it was a little vulnerable to me. But I'm like, you know what? These are some of the people that should get to know me better. And maybe it will touch their lives because they do know me. And so that was a little hard. But, you know, I swallowed my pride and said, you know what? My pride doesn't matter. What matters is lives being changed.
So I'm imagining this book is for anyone as far as who wants their faith to be encouraged. But like specifically people who are going through some tough times like you guys have been through.
Anybody who has a serious diagnosis or has a family member, they're going to want to read it. And everybody who's ended up reading it has said, you know what, I bought four copies because I'm giving it to these three other people that I'm standing for in prayer and believing. And I'm like, wow, four copies. I never imagined that, but they just felt that it was really fuel to help that person.
Yeah, They Said Terminal, God Said Life by Sean Russell. Sean, where is this available?
It's actually available anywhere you get books, online at least. Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Walmart, Target, anywhere you like to get your books, and whoever you go through, you should be able to find it.
Now, I know you've been doing some book signings. Now, Saturdays is a little up in the air because of the weather, but where is the one on Saturday?
There's a book signing at the Camp Hill Barnes & Noble between 1 p.m. and 3 p.m. I'm going to play it by ear on what the weather looks tomorrow. So if it's looking like it's going to be tough on Saturday, I may call them and see if we can bump it another time.
Bump it to another day, yeah. They Said Terminal, God Said Life, available wherever you get books and available here at WJTL, because coming up, we're going to give you a chance to win one. We'll talk more with Sean and Stephanie on the way. We invite you to stick around. Music, too, Danny Gokey and Matt Maher. Next.